And we are live. Good morning, everybody. It's your favorite truck driver, ex-truck driver in the whole wide world. It's Bitcoin Ben. Here for the daily, what the pluck is going on? Folks, yesterday was a weird day. Just an all-around weird day. Felt weird. It seemed weird. A lot of weird things happening. Then I figured it out. The war is going. It is full attack mode on the old system. And the old system is trying to retreat into the new system. They are trying to run as fast as they can to the Bitcoin. The banks, the corporations, the companies, they know that the market is fudged. They know that the New York Stock Exchange is done. They know the old system is done for. They've known it for a while, folks. We all have known it. Remember, the elite know the conspiracy theorists are right. They've just been trying to keep it on the DL until they transition into the new system. Breaking news. The BlackRock ETF, this is from BlackRock's COO. All right, this is from BlackRock's COO. The BlackRock CEO, our CTF, was a multi-year, very deliberate journey to bring Bitcoin to Wall Street. It's all coming together now. Now, that is the chief operating officer of BlackRock. It's all coming together now. Now, isn't it ironic, the timing, that all of a sudden, when the whole system is on the verge of collapse, here comes Angry Kitten, or whatever his name is, Angry Kitten, or Hostile Kitten, or Chunky Kitten. Right. And here goes GameStop. Now, a lot of people don't realize, yes, Roaring, thank you, Sherpa, Roaring Kitty comes out after 3 years. Folks, you have to understand, Roaring Kitty is the financial equivalent of Q. Think about that. Roaring Kitty is the financial equivalent of Q. All hell breaks loose, and he goes away for 3 years, not to be heard from for 3 years. Then just one random Monday, all of a sudden, he's putting up tweets. And if you see the tweets he's putting up, these have been created, folks. He's putting out generated tweets on purpose. He did not just randomly wake up yesterday and go, you know what? I think I'll come back out in public. No, folks. This is the beginning of the end for the old system. Because you wanna know what's gonna happen, folks? Roaring Kitty is going to show everybody centralized control and corruption of the stock market. If you don't understand exactly what Roaring Kitty is doing, what he is doing, and what Andrew Tate is doing, and what the other guy over on Twitter who eats pizza, right? Or he like rates pizza. I don't know. I don't remember his name. They're all showing the illusion of Wall Street. Bingo. Why did they choose the stock called GameStop? Why did they choose a stock called GameStop? They could have chosen any small cap and just ran with it. Why GameStop? Because what they're doing, folks, is they waited for the shorts to get to just the right place. When I say the shorts, the big money, the hedge funds, the big boys, they were shorting it. Again, who's that stupid? Who says, you know what, last time we did this, we got wrecked. They waited, and then he comes out yesterday and this price rockets. What he's doing is exposing the rehypothecation of shares. And they're not letting the short sellers purchase any shares. And the higher the price goes, the more the short sellers owe. But they can't buy it because no one's selling it. So what they've done is trapped the big boys in a forever loss. As long as no one sells it, there's nothing for the short sellers to buy to repay their short. Folks, this is going to wipe out This is going to wipe out a ton of people. No. I see what you're saying. They are selling, but they're selling on the margins. They aren't selling a lot of shares. Remember, you don't have to buy a lot of shares to raise the price. One sale of one share raises all the prices. Well, the big boys, they need millions of shares. Millions. These guys are actually just buying one, two, three. All right. And they're killing the shorts. And I'm watching Bloomberg, and they're shitting themselves again. And the New York Stock Exchange is halting the buying. And they'll do what they did last time, that you won't be able to buy it anymore. You'll only be able to sell it. Then it goes over to cryptos, baby. Oh. 24/7. It's why Coinbase shut down. Question, hey Ben, how did they get out of it in 2021? Didn't they change rules to not get fucked again? They never repaid the shares. Yes, they changed the rules, but so has the new people who are buying in on this new game. They changed the rules in the middle of the game, but they fucked up because it never was about money. It was all about exposing the lie. Changing the rules just proved the lie. That this is not about money, folks. This is about exposing the corruption. Everybody sees it. And then they realize the whole system is rigged. Bloomberg, they had an expert on. Was he talking about the price? No. Was he talking about the short sellers? No. You know what he was talking about? The system. No. Now, hang on. This doesn't prove that the system's rigged. Yes, it does. Him saying this doesn't prove the system's rigged proves the system is rigged. They've had control of the markets for so long, they can't even wrap their heads around not having control of it. Yeah. Right. Robinhood halted trading 9 times yesterday. Wait a second. Wasn't it Robinhood that the SEC just went after? didn't they just receive a Wells notice? You think maybe it's the SEC telling Robin Hood, you better play the game. You better play the game, Robin Hood. And on the other side of that is GameStop. So you have played the game versus GameStop. Folks, this is why they made this mother plucker into a movie. Welcome to part two of the series of GameStop. But this is the final episode. This is the final release. Oh, folks, you have to look at the big picture. The banks are failing. The war over in the Ukraine. Did you hear how much money was stolen from the money that we just sent them? So much money was stolen that they didn't have enough money by the time it got there to put up any type of resistance against Russia. They don't have any money because all of the crooks robbed the piggy bank before the piggy bank even got to the fucking country. And the money that was going to Israel, that got there. But that money's being used against the CIA and Hezbollah. And the CIA ran Iran. Folks, this is all falling apart. Why do you think Trump? No. Why do you think Trump said, yeah, let it pass? He had a meeting with the Speaker of the House, and the Speaker of the House let it pass. Why? Why would Trump want that money to go over to the Ukraine to show everybody the money wouldn't make it there? They're all too desperate for money. They can't blackmail. They can't bribe. The system requires so much bribery that they don't have enough money to bribe everybody. It's what Cliff High's been saying forever. They're going to run out of bribery money. And as soon as they run out of bribery money, people are going to start to tell the tales. Folks, this is the end, my friends, as the famous Doors played. This is the end. Look at the cases against Trump. They're dropping like flies. This case up in New York, it's nothing. They've got nothing. This is the final act. Enjoy the show. That's folks, it's why Sexy Cat or whatever the fuck his name is, Chubby Kitten or whatever, it's why the meme he initially put out was leaning back and then leaning forward, playing the game. The meme is a guy with a joystick leaning back and then leaning forward. Let the games begin. My friends, folks, you're watching history. You are watching 1776 from a helicopter. You are watching the takedown of the old system. The bonds, bye-bye. It's all going bye-bye. It's why BlackRock and all of these old systems are running to Bitcoin. Folks, I'm telling you now, the Bitcoin is going to shoot from, 62,000? Folks, like they say, your face is going to melt when this motherfucker hits the pinch. When it hits the pinch, fuck Coinbase, it ain't gonna matter. Fuck all of the manipulation, it ain't gonna matter. Because Bitcoin is a global, decentralized network that, as all of these other currencies are failing, and then the trust in the U.S. financial system goes to fuck, folks, we're off and running. This here, I want to play you guys something. Hang on a second. Word from the sponsor. Then I'm going to play you guys 5 minutes of absolutely orgasmic pleasure. It's showing what's happening right now in the funniest fucking way I've ever seen. Word from the sponsor. Be right back.
Ever wondered how safe your online activities really are? How secure is your digital footprint? In the vast realm of the internet, privacy and security are paramount. Without adequate protection, your personal data might be at risk. There are solutions to these issues, and today we're going to talk about two of them. Introducing Liberty Laptops from Calyx Solutions. These cutting-edge devices are meticulously designed to bolster online privacy, providing you the liberty to surf the internet incognito. The World Wide Web can be a wild frontier, but with Liberty Laptops, your online privacy is always protected. We also present you Crypto Laptops, designed with cryptocurrency users in mind. Equipped to support a myriad of wallets and exchanges, these laptops are tailored for seamless cryptocurrency transactions. They offer enhanced security protocols to keep your digital assets safe. Crypto Laptops ensures a secure and smooth cryptocurrency experience. It's time to take control of your online privacy and security. Venture over to Calyx Solutions and explore our Liberty Laptops and Crypto Laptops. Don't forget, our affiliate program lets you earn $50 per sale. Visit calixsolutions.io now or call 702-845-8276 for more information, because your online safety is our priority.
All righty, folks. If you're interested in the crypto laptop or the Liberty laptop, give us a call here at the club, 941-960-1180 at the Bitcoin Bin Crypto Club in Sarasota, Florida. All right, here we go, folks. Hold on tight. This thing's great.
The sort of the funny part about this is there's this sort of army of retail investors that keeps talking about we're going to buy, hold, and never sell.
Shorted more than 100% of being sold shares. They have not repurchased shares.
I'm gonna buy them all. A seven nation army couldn't hold me back. They're gonna rip it off. Take it at a time right behind my back. And I'm talking to myself at night because I can't forget.
Wait until they feel the pain, until they start to bleed.
Well, all of this nonsense, all of this noise, all of this whining by Wall Street, it's making me sick.
Don't want to hear about it. Every single one's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the House of Hell.
Made a big investment in Melvin in the middle of this, Melvin Capital. Do you think that was a mistake?
Other meme stocks? Meme stocks.
Meme stocks. Another meme stock.
I'm gonna wish you top. I'm from this open up forever more. I'm gonna run this strong. Get the straight trick out of every door.
Let's go, AMC at 50. point, it should be obvious that if you try to short AMC, you're going to end up just like the guys who shorted it in January. You're an idiot. Showing the world that, look, the apes are here to stay. They're not going anywhere. There's bulls, there's bears, and now there's apes. Simple as it gets.
Folks, I'm telling you now, let the games fucking begin. The old system is done. We, the people, are fighting back. We, the people, will win. We, the people, have the power. The old system is done. It is done. Okay, everyone watching. I only allocate a half hour of my show to YouTube horse shit. Now, I'm switching off YouTube. I'm switching off everything but the private server. And that's where the real show begins. Everyone, click right here, use your phone. That takes you to the private server of this episode, and you get to see every episode I do. And you get the conference from this weekend, all eight hours. You get my 3 o'clock shows. You get it all. So point your phone right there. Join the private server. There's a link under here in the description. Join the private server, and it will bring you right back to this live video. Everybody, to the servers. Hold, please.